Welcome to CBuzz, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce's award-winning podcast and also Columbus's first business-focused podcast. Our show is presented by the Columbus Chamber of Commerce and Capital University. My name is Michaela Hunt. I'm a brand journalist and your host for CBuzz, where we bring you stories from business leaders right here in our Central Ohio business community that you can apply to your own life. We're in studio at Capital University's Convergent Media Center, a collaborative space for students and faculty to study music, film, creative writing, and digital media. We're excited to tell incredible stories through this very platform. Today, we're sitting down with Asia Smith, owner of H&H Luxury Event Rentals. Based in Columbus, Ohio, H&H Luxury Events is a company that prides themselves on bringing entertainment and luxury to any event. Asia and her team can design a custom experience with their interactive, innovative, and completely customizable photo booths. They offer the most current and relevant technology in the industry to give you the ultimate experience. Their services are perfect for trade shows, corporate events, galas, festivals, weddings, birthday parties, and more. Asia, you bring the fun, so I'm so glad you're joining us today on CBuzz.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having us.
You know, so for our listeners that may not know you, and I don't know you either, we're going to get to know each other over the next half hour. What exactly is H&H Luxury Event Rentals?
So H&H Luxury Events Rentals, we started in 2019, named after my two sons, Halton and Henson. Started off with one photo booth, and now we have six. And we're kind of on the rebranding phase where we don't want to just bring photo booths to events, but we want to bring technology. And so we're looking to get some things that doesn't have to so much do with photo booths, but just other really cool, fun things that can happen at events.
I can't wait to dive into what some of those things are that you're rolling out. We'll definitely have to talk about that. Who inspired you or what inspired you to start your own business, to take this entrepreneurship journey?
You know, a lot inspired me. Was a single mother at one point in about 2017, became a single mother, kind of struggled and decided this is just not what I wanted for my boys or myself. And so ended up saving money and kind of just looking into some different businesses and stuff like that. And I always say that Google and God, they both just kind of mesh together and talk to you.
Wait. Let's stop. Google and God mesh together and they talk to you. You're quotable there. That's a quote here on CBuzz. Okay.
And so photo booths kind of just fell into my lap and I did my research and I looked around into, you know, Ohio and definitely Columbus and seen kind of that there was a need for high tech, innovative experiences. And so in 2019, like I said, saved up my income taxes and bought my first photo booth right before the pandemic. So that was 2019 and then the world shut down and of course, March of 2020.
But somehow you continued to grow.
Somehow we continued to grow. COVID was a very interesting time. But it was a very interesting time, let's just say that. But we survived COVID, and we now have a total of six different unique photo booths. We've worked with NetJets, Primary One Health, CoSci, the Columbus Zoo, NC4K. I mean, the list goes on who we've worked with, and we do hundreds of weddings and events around Columbus.
Knowing what you know now, including the COVID period, is there anything you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
I would have automatically gotten a mentor. And I would have did my research on, I don't think that a lot of minority or just small business owners know all the resources that we have. And I wish I would have knew that then because the road could have been a tad bit easier.
To have the resources at your fingertips that you now know are Absolutely. For other business owners Absolutely. Like you. You know, can you share some of the early challenges that you faced when starting your business? And when you didn't know about those resources, how did you face them? How did you overcome them?
I think doubt, you know, family, like, oh my goodness, you know, my first photo booth cost me close to $11,000. So they're like, you're going to do what? Wait.
You bought this? What? What's
what
happening?
Are you doing?
Yeah.
So I think the doubt, I think knowing when to quit your full-time job was hard for me.
Yeah.
Letting go of being a helicopter entrepreneur and, you know, hiring my first person was a big adjustment for me. Structuring the business and there was a lot of hurdles, you know, that, again, I don't come from an entrepreneur background. I don't have anybody in my family that really owns a business. So all of the learning and the trials and errors were bumps and bruises along the way. But
what got you through those in terms of how are you a quick learner and are quick to pivot as needed?
I think, again, surrounding myself, I have some really good business besties, you know, being part of the Columbus Chamber, and being able to have those connections with certain people that allowed me to learn and, you know, tell me how I'm supposed to run the business and this is what you need to do. And, you know, just even apps that we don't even know that can make it easier for you, from Hootsuite and MailChimp and, you know, newsletters. And I mean, the list goes on and things that you need to have in order to be a successful entrepreneur.
What makes a good business bestie? I don't think we've ever talked about business besties on this show.
Ooh, business besties. Someone that will talk on your behalf when you're not there and speak highly of you when you're not there. I always say my business bestie, we have 15% of each other's business. You know, I own 15% of hers and she owns 15% of mine. And that's just the way we say in our head. But somebody that's going to speak highly of you, and that's not going to, you know, gatekeep. If they hear about a resource, if they hear about a grant, if they hear about a funding or some type of networking event, they're going to plug you in no matter what.
I love that. I absolutely love that. How did you build your customer base? Because I think that's a lot of what people are looking for, because there is a fear, right? You want to keep up revenue and you have to start to make decisions eventually when you own your own business about taking that leap from your full-time job. How do you build a successful customer base?
So I think for me, I think it depends if your product is service. If your product, the world is your customer, right? But I'm a service-based business and I predominantly do business in Columbus. So networking is very, very important. Just having good relationships with somebody, they could be your brand ambassadors and you never know. I always say nurture a client. So every time I get a business card, every time I go to a bridal show or wedding show, I constantly take those numbers, emails down, and I'm constantly emailing them and just kind of nurturing my client. Google is amazing and people don't understand the power in Google. We go to Google for everything, right? You go to Google to find something, search anything. So Google's important. I post more on Google than I post on social media.
Tell me about this. Are you posting on your website and then do you have it optimized with Google? Or like when you say you post, tell me more.
So I literally post on Google. You can post a story, a post, updates. I constantly have my interns post on Google like every Wednesday. We seek reviews. And
which are very powerful. I guess I hadn't thought of harnessing the power of the rest of it. And you feel like it's been really effective to use those things that maybe we don't always think about with Google.
Yeah, your SEO is very important. Backlinks are important. And so we're kind of working on getting our backlinks together. We have a few. And if anybody doesn't know what backlinks are, basically a backlink is when another website, I guess, places you on their website or kind of talks about you and shares your website.
Yeah.
So it's just website to website sharing. So those are very important as well.
As a woman and a person of color in the business world, what unique opportunities or obstacles have you really encountered during this journey?
I think for me, it's not knowing what really is out there. There's so many resources.
So back to that resource piece.
There's so many resources, so many grants that help women, that help Black-owned businesses that I just never knew about. And I know that other, you know, Black entrepreneurs, minority entrepreneurs might not know about too, just that block and kind of staying where kind of comfortable at. So I think that's where the disconnection with, you know, entrepreneurs and stuff like that. Quite honestly, I didn't know what a chamber was until I started getting around more business people. I sat down with a DJ and we had lunch and I'm like, well, how do I market? This is like the year one. And I was sitting down with the DJ and I'm like, how do I market myself? And how do you get more of the, you know, your ideal client? And he said, well, join a chamber. And I'm like, what is that? But again, I come from a background where nobody in my family networks. Nobody in my family has businesses. I've never seen somebody with a business. So I think that is the kind of barrier, is just not knowing and getting out of your comfortability and actually seeking, finding, and asking for help. Because there are so many resources for women-owned businesses right now.
In what ways has your community supported then and uplifted your business? So you joined some of these groups. Really, how did they show up for you after you started the networking and the joining?
I love the Columbus Chamber of Commerce. I'm part of the board, the MEC board, member engagement, constantly just putting me on the platform, letting me meet other people. They really do a wonderful job with connecting business to business or B2B. So,
and that's part of your bread and butter based on some of the clients you had mentioned earlier that you serve. Not that you're not serving individuals, but who are having big events, but yeah. And you have some really great partners that you give back to. What are some of the situations or like the people that you give back to that you've really been proud of?
So last year we did NC4K, actually matter 2 years. And if you don't know what NC4K is, it's No Kid Fight Cancer Alone. And so it was really important because I have boys to make sure that we're giving back to kids and kids in need. At one moment, you know, in their time, you know, they're fighting cancer. Some of these parents have lost their children. Some of their kids, you know, some of them are actually fighting it and some of them have, you know, survived. But to entertain them for a second and take their mind off of it and then build that everlasting memory, no matter how it goes, was really important for us. But we just launched the Give Back Initiative. And with the Give Back Initiative, we decided to do one free event for a nonprofit. And people can go onto our website and apply for that give back.
How cool.
So one free event a month for a nonprofit. And all they have to do is go on our website and apply.
I feel like this is a good time to ask you about these other things that you're rolling out as we're speaking during this podcast recording, because you said you're doing more than photo booths and that's where the plan and the vision is headed. So what are you up to that you can share?
So I can't share too much because we're going to be buying something really big soon.
Oh,
So you got to stay tuned. But one of the things that I can talk to you about is, have you ever been at an event and the photographer takes your picture and you're like, how am I going to get that picture? And they're like, oh, here goes my business card. And you're like, never get it. And then you might see it somewhere on Facebook because the person that threw the event posts it.
Right.
So we have found this technology where once you take a picture with my photographer, they have a device and it has our software on there. You put your phone number in that device. And then from that point on, that phone number and your face, it's AI or face recognition. So that phone number and that face is connected. And so no matter where you at, if it's a weekend event, if it's a conference, if you take pictures with anybody, any of our photographers or any of our photo booths, you're automatically going to get your picture right away.
Wow. So you have then beyond a photo booth, roving photographers, mm-hmm. which back in the day we called party pics like 35 years ago. But like really, they're roaming and my number becomes associated with my face. And anytime we interact at an event that you're servicing.
Absolutely. Think wow. about Disney World when you get on the roller coaster or Cedar Point when you get on the roller coaster and your picture comes to like the app and you're like, oh my goodness, there's my picture and yeah. I look crazy and I'm, you know, on the roller coaster.
yeah.
So it's kind of that same kind of software.
Oh, that's so cool. So you talked a little bit about, you just for 2 seconds, you mentioned something earlier about self-doubt. And so I want to talk a little bit more about that as a woman, as a business owner. I take it you face some moments of that. And people do. Mm-hmm. We know it. We all have lived it. Or imposter syndrome on our journeys. How have you worked through some of those feelings, Asia?
You know what? That question always comes up. And I had just posted something recently about having the kind of guilt and kind of feeling kind of lonely. You know, they say that you're lonely at the top and your friends kind of shifting because you guys don't have the same type of conversation anymore and you're trying to find a new friend system that kind of, you know. So for me, like I tell people all the time, everything changes on your body. Everything evolves on you, right? You don't look like the baby picture, you know. When you, 20 years from now, you're not going to be the same. So everything about me should evolve and everything should change and nothing should be the same. So the imposter syndrome is just somebody that I just feel like just wants to keep
you back
in
your baby picture or whatever that last version of you was.
So everything should always change and
evolve. So if you keep that as a reference point, it's easier to work through it. How do you manage work-life balance? I mean, full-time business owner, mom of two boys.
I try to cut it off after I pick up my kids.
I try to cut it off
and turn it off. I have two phones and I literally try to put my business phone away and pick up the other phone and only family have that phone.
Good for you.
So it's been difficult because sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to do this email, but I'll get to it tomorrow. So
how old are your boys?
They're 7 and 8. Seven and eight.
So they're still going to bed at a decent time that if you needed to do something in the evening.
Oh, 8:30.
She did not hesitate. 8:30. Good. Because as a business owner, that's inevitable. Mm-hmm. Like a portion of your night at times. I mean, it sounds like you have some good separation, but yeah, that bedtime is important to you right now as well. You have a successful business. What do you think your greatest achievement, like that you're proud of to this point, since we are always evolving, to this point, what is the achievement that you're really proud of?
Man, that's a good question.
Like a good partnership project.
You know what? Every time I get a phone call and it's a business, like a corporate, and they say yes, and they heard about me. Like right now, you know, we worked with Victoria's Secret. That was amazing. NetJets. Right now, we're in the works of working with Bath & Body Works. I think anytime that I get a phone call from a business that wants to work with me, that has heard of me, is always just like mind-blowing to me. Because for me, when I started my business, it was going to be one photo booth. I can work my regular job, and this will be just a side hustle with one photo booth, and we'll just do weekends. I'll be happy with two events, three events a month, whatever. And I think, you know, now we're doing 15, 20 events in 1 month, and it's just crazy. So anytime I get a phone call from just any client, I mean, you know, yeah, I think I'm grateful for it all.
Do you have a person that you consider to be an inspiration or a really good example for you as an entrepreneur that you really look to?
I have a few. So, and some of them are not in Columbus. I have a mentor in UK. I have a mentor in LA. I have a mentor here named Keena Smith. Angela Petro with the Fives. So, yeah. They're really great mentors for me.
Keena and Angela, the being local, tell me a little bit about what they've done for you.
Keena Smith owns Women CEO, and she is a nonprofit. They help minority women. It's a kind of a cohort that we go through. And then at the very end, we do a pitch competition. And I won third place. And you have the ability to win at least $20,000. So she still mentors me, and we sit down every other Wednesday, and she still gives me great, great jewels. So Angela Petro owns The Fives and Highline Card House. And so she's been a great mentor, and I met her through the Columbus Chamber of Commerce. So
networking, yeah. Great organization. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes it happen. As a small business owner, what do you believe really makes H&H stand out from the others in the industry? Because there's a lot of folks, you alluded to it earlier, that can take photos, but they don't probably do it the way you guys do it.
So we're very intentional. We did the research. We're very intentional about bringing the most interactive, innovative photo booths, entertainment to Columbus, Ohio. This is a thriving city, and we believe that this thriving city should have the best. So we are very intentional about just going and looking worldwide for the newest thing and introducing it to our city.
How do you stay informed about these industry trends and adapt your business? So when you go looking, what are some of the things that you do?
So I actually started a board where I have four very elite event planners here in Columbus, Ohio.
A board.
I do. I love it. And I'm going to be pitching to them some of the products that we're thinking about, because some things I'm scared that Columbus is not ready for yet.
Oh, yeah.
But
even though we are thriving and we are growing, but we are not the same as maybe some of the other cities that are using the products that you're thinking about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. There are some things out there that I am like, is the city ready for this? Would I make money?
You got to give me an example. Like, got to give me one example.
Okay. There is a robot that can draw your face. So you take a picture and the robot hand draws your face. And I'm like, I don't know if I should invest in that.
So typically we see sketch artists that can do that when you sit down at an event. but a robot does it instead. And I can only imagine the level of detail.
Yeah. So I don't know if that would be something that I would be able to sell here in Columbus right now.
So those are the kinds of things you're going to be taking to this board.
Yeah. Yeah. These event planners do a lot of events and have very high-end clients, and I've worked with them very closely. And so I just want their opinion on certain things that I'm going to be bringing back, because I don't want to invest in anything that doesn't make sense.
So it begs the question for me, now that we've talked through, like, I didn't even think about that being a possibility, a robot drawing your face until you said it. That's the beauty of CBuzz, the things we learn. So are you staying in Central Ohio? Would you like to go?
No. Central Ohio is, Columbus, Ohio is my baby. I have created my brand here. I found my niche. And so this is where it will be.
And I think knowing that is important, right? Like, how did you come to that moment? Because not all business owners can answer that question as easily as you just answered it.
You know, I've done the research. There's nobody in the city that is constantly bringing new technology. And this is a city. Intel is here. This is a city for technology. You know, the city is growing rapidly. And so I want to be at the head of that. I don't want to be behind it. I want to grow with the city.
So you focus your efforts on the city, mm-hmm. on the region. What do you think your favorite part is about running H&H?
It's always a party. It's always a party. I mean, it's always, wherever I'm at, it's always a party. It's always a good time. People are laughing. People are having fun. And so it's, you know, there's a lot of hard work that goes behind it, but it's just fun.
How do you go about staffing? I mean, this is when it's event based, you know, staffing can look different for some of these things. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about deciding what you need, when you need it, all of that?
Whew, that's the hardest question ever. Staffing is so difficult.
I think everybody appreciates that who's listening to this right now, who's
staffing,
in your role.
Finding good quality people that care about your business and your brand like you do is very difficult. For me, it's been difficult. It's been still an up and down roller coaster trying to find somebody that wants to do part-time work.
Right.
A lot of our employees are students, college students. You know, they're in college and then they want to make some extra good money on the side on the weekend. And so, but just finding reliable people that are going to, you know, uphold your brand is difficult.
Given what you're looking for, where have you gone in a successful manner to find some of these college students and folks who want to do part-time or, you know, that type of contracts-ish work?
I've been to Columbus State. I've been right here in Capital.
In Capital University.
Yeah, I have passed out and put flyers up here. And I'm trying to think of the other school, college school. I put things on Facebook. That has worked. Instagram, you know, that whole social media, but really the colleges.
Colleges, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, one of the reasons we have conversations like this one here on CBuzz is we really believe in that personal and professional development and that growth. So valuable for anyone who's leading business, but also for those of us who are up and coming in our journey. So I would love to hear a little bit more about really what's influencing you lately. And that could be, are you reading something? Are you watching something, listening to a podcast? What does that look like for you? Like, what's really lighting a fire, making you think more? Because I can tell your brain is there as you're looking at industry trends, but is there something else influencing you maybe outside of the industry that's making you think in a different way as a leader?
I think my support system, my kids are a big influence. I have, like I said, some really good mentors that are in the same industry, but just, you know, in different cities. And they really do inspire me to just keep going and be intentional. So
really the people in your life, it really comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the future, how do you envision this whole thing evolving? What do you think? I mean, I know you can't tell us about all your plans at this moment, but in terms of evolution and knowing that you're staying here in Central Ohio, what do you envision?
We envision being in Cleveland and Cincinnati, kind of being all over Central Ohio and being, you know, Columbus, Ohio's most sought out photo booth company.
And the fact that you have companies calling you up that are the size of the companies that we're talking about today mm-hmm. lets me know that you have a reputation that you've established mm-hmm. as a go-to.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Google and God to make it happen.
Right,
I mean,
Google and God.
I'm going to circle back to the beginning of our conversation. Thank you for taking the time, Asia, to share your story with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
For our listeners, if you want to learn more about all of Asia's endeavors, please visit hhluxuryevents.com. That's hhluxuryevents.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, we hope you did. Be sure to let us know by sharing your ratings and reviews on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you may be listening. Those reviews, they help people find our show and hear the stories that we tell on this podcast. We read your feedback. We value those ideas as we structure and plan future episodes. CBuzz is proudly produced in collaboration with Capital University. We want to say a special thank you to their students, faculty, and staff who are amazing and really help bring this program to life for our listeners. Once again, I'm Michaela Hunt, your host for CBuzz, the Columbus Chamber of Commerce's business-focused podcast. Thanks for joining us.